Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
All righty. And that girl hit the button and just
That's what I was thinking.
Well, this is a happy birthday edition of the Watch for the Hook Business and Entrepreneur Podcast. My oldest baby, Halen Harrell, is turning 17 today.
Has turned.
Yeah, so we want to wish Tay Money, Tay Bear,
Tay Bud,
Tay Diggy,
Tater Tide.
Yeah, happy 17th birthday. So, without further ado, it's Michael with
Tatiana. 3, 2, 1.
Miss Parker, how you feeling?
I'm actually tired.
You actually now have a senior in high school.
Child, listen.
I ain't gonna age you, but
I'm only 21.
Okay.
Don't be sipping that loud. You're full of trash.
I just wanted to make sure that everybody heard.
Whatever.
I did not. All for the okie doke.
Whatever.
I let her tell her side of the story.
Whatever.
What is it?
You're trash. What are we talking about today?
All right. For those who are tuning in today, we are going to talk about our service that we provide, podcasting money and merch.
Yes.
And we know y'all heard about that a few times. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's been out for a minute. And, you know, we want to reiterate, we do provide a service.
Yeah.
And we came up with this service because it was what we felt like we were missing along our entrepreneurship journey.
What we wish we would have known
all that
before we started. Like, if somebody could have told me this info, like, winning. Absolutely, yes. Winning.
Yes. And we're going to talk about the courses and or modules that help make up podcasting money merch. Like I said, we're not going to go too long into each one of them, but we're just going to talk about it because it's actually a very well thought out process.
Yeah, like it took lots of hours, you know, man hours. Like it took work. Like yeah. It took work to create a whole like blueprint for what we've done, how we expanded, when it would expand, just like that whole timeline component.
Yes.
Doing a little bit of math in there, did a little bit of risk assessing.
A lot of research.
A lot of research, all sorts of things.
Yep. And so Ms. Parker is going to be my tour guide today. So, yeah. So she's going to help guide us through the modules because I sent her the screenshot. So she can help navigate it. So for y'all that's watching, if you see her looking down, it's like she's helping navigate this podcast episode.
Right.
All right. So first thing we did when we started Podcast Money Merch, we give an introduction.
Mm-hmm.
And the introduction is just me and my wife basically doing what we just did. Giving you a background of why we went on this journey to provide this service.
Right.
And, you know, at this point in time, we were sitting there like, man, what good would we have had or how much better we would have been if somebody had given us an outline?
Child,
we talked about that jumping without a plan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that episode is for real because that's what we did and the entrepreneurs do.
Right, they do. That's the leap of faith.
Yes.
Now, that could be taken in a couple of different capacities. Some people leap of faith and they still keep all of their irons in the fire.
Yeah.
That's just them merely starting the process. Something they've been kind of, I call it double dutching. You know, you rocking to get in.
You looking for your point.
Yeah, to jump in, your clearance. They've been double dutching, so they took a leap of faith. Some people, when they consider taking a leap of faith or they take a leap of faith, they let go of everything else.
Oh, yeah. It's all or nothing.
It's all or nothing. They quit their job, all of that stuff. So, yeah.
We talked about passive income a couple episodes about ago. And sometimes it ain't just passive income for some people. It's everything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Exactly. So like I said, first module, we start off with the introduction. The second module that we roll into is your why. So Ms. Parker has always given me the credit for the why.
Yeah, absolutely. That's 100% you. 100%. But
she is still most of that why, because if she doesn't put the onus on me to do something productive while I'm recovering from cancer surgery, Watch for the Hook doesn't happen.
Does not exist.
And then, so now we're in podcasting. Mm-hmm. That's a different why.
It is.
And why did you go into podcasting? You have to determine your why for podcasting.
Yeah.
Because I even had a conversation the other day with a guy on the net, and he told me that every business should have a podcast.
Hmm. That's different.
And I thought about that and I said, ooh, that's a lot.
That's a lot. That's a huge undertaking.
Yes.
That's a lot. Like, that's a lot of time, energy, effort, and planning. Crazy thing is, I think the brand, right?
Mm-hmm.
That came from your why.
Yes.
I think the podcast and the direction that it took came from my why.
Why ask why?
Yeah.
Drink Bud Dry.
Oh, I don't drink Bud Dry.
That was a personal thing.
You just dated yourself. But it was like, it's still, you know, it's one starting point, but it ventured off into two different lanes. So one lane was based on you. One lane kind of was, had a lot to do with.
Yeah. And I can also say the podcast was her vision, more say. But it took time to drag her ass on this thing. No, I'm still gonna keep that book.
What?
She was like, oh, you can get on there and talk. I'm like,
sounds like an untrue.
I'm like, huh? Who gonna talk? I'm like, yeah, I can talk. She's like, oh, you're good at that. You can run your mouth for days.
You do like to hear yourself talk.
Actually do not like hearing my voice on the microphone.
I don't blame y'all either.
Push ups. But going back to listening to that, going back to the conversation I had with the guy, he was like, every business should have a podcast. But I also thought about the reservations my wife.
I was like, what in the entire?
The reservations my wife had about getting on a podcast. Lots of business owners are not these type of people.
Right.
They are background. They want to do the work. They want to do the grind. They have the passion. But put them in front of a camera and a microphone.
Stage fright.
And listen, they will wilt like a bad plant.
Stage fright. You get in front of a camera or microphone. You like your youngest. You just turn on, turn up for the city. All of that.
Yeah, I've just always been that guy. I got a radio voice, but I got a TV face.
Who told you you got a radio voice? Now, I'm about to divorce you now. What a paper.
She ain't going nowhere.
Radio voice, TV face. Really, like, how are you feeling yourself today? I'm
feeling you too, baby.
Must be the cocktail.
Shh. Don't nobody know what's in this mug?
Must be the mug. No, it ain't the money.
Not yet. Not yet. Not yet.
You done got off topic.
Talking.
What are we talking about?
Because now,
what is your why?
We got past the podcast. Why? Because it used to be, what was your why to start the business? Now, yes. We're on the podcast. Why?
There is a why.
Yes. And then after the podcast, why, we got, got that right in your smile.
You just blown. Types of merch to sell.
Okay. Now we get into the nitty gritty.
Which this goes back to the brand. The why wasn't the why for the podcast. It was the why
for the brand,
for podcast money and merch.
Yes.
Right? We know why we started the podcast. Yes. That why isn't about podcast money and merch. That why stems from the brand.
Yes.
The apparel.
But to be able to sell merch.
Yes.
You must have a what? Brand. A brand.
Yeah.
You got to have some type of brand.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, checking my ego, because you know that's what I do.
At the dough.
Got to do that, because a lot of times you talk about types of merch to sell. It is very sometimes easier for people to say, hey, I'm selling t-shirts.
Child, now listen.
It is an easy thing to say, a harder thing to do.
And an even harder thing to remain consistent with, and more importantly, hardest to sustain.
Yes. All those.
I took it in.
All those the church sent
me. Yeah, men. I took it in.
So when we're talking about types of merch to sell, the easiest to produce and sell will always be short sleeve t-shirts.
Yes.
Now, from us, we did not follow that logic. We started with short sleeve t-shirts. And like 6 months later, we went to long sleeve t-shirts in July. So now, looking back, because we're giving you podcast money, merch.
We're up there like, why, Jesus?
We like, why? But this is the thing. We put it out in the summer of 2020 because we were anticipating a fall of 2020. So we wanted to do that to beat the rollout thing. Mm-hmm. So,
because you have to stay a season ahead.
And listen, mm-hmm. if you only sell a short sleeve t-shirts, that isn't the case.
Yeah, that's not year round selling.
Could be. And you know why we figured out it could be? Because people buy what they want to buy whenever they want to buy.
You sure took the words out of my mouth. You think you have to continue to add to your product type, to your inventory type, because you're trying to put more stuff out there to grab more people's attention, right? Honestly, what you should be focusing on is the stuff you're putting out there, is it making those people that have already come back again?
That is a great point.
That's what you want to do. So you want to grab new customers, but you want to turn the original customers, we're not going to call them old customers, into repeat customers.
If you're watching this video, you see me with a red polo on that has a boxing glove to the left, on the chest, left lapel.
Mm-hmm.
The polo shirt was one of our mistakes.
We can say early that. On.
Early on.
Really, I'm okay with that.
We can say that. Because
we don't owe neon dime to nobody.
Shit, that ain't for my wife.
We don't owe neon dime.
The little kids say, fuck you, man.
Neon dime.
Ain't nobody sending no past due invoices over here, boo.
No, ma'am.
No.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So, as a business owner, when you crunch and look at numbers, you know what worked and what didn't.
Yes, you do.
When we talk
quickly.
When we talk about types of merch to sell. Now listen, we also did get pretty good deals on all the merch we've ever sold.
Right.
That's called negotiation.
Yeah.
You can negotiate and work because whomever you're doing business with, if you keep coming back to them, they'll treat you good.
They will. Cut your little slide you a little something here, a little something there.
Yeah. So if you look at the polo was the background of orders from a certain manufacturer we were using who was local. We're doing business locally. We're keeping it in. But they say keeping it close to the vest.
Right.
We ended up understanding that you don't have to try to touch every type of merch to show you're legitimate.
Right. Yes. That is a total misconception. Total misconception.
Bars.
You did not say bars.
Doing more don't make you legitimate.
Nope. But then people try to, you know, move away from the fact of that criticism.
Yes.
Because, you know, you don't have people talking about his face, they face.
That's why when we talk about shifting your ego at the door, I'm talking about the egomaniac that was me when I was saying, I watched the hook as a brand. We've been doing this.
Right.
We out chill. And I had to learn that overdoing it doesn't legitimize your business.
Exactly. Exactly.
So when we talk about types of merchandise, you come, you buy that, you'll understand. You'll figure out your lane. It's a lane.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Can you have multiple lanes? Yes.
A lane, a theme.
I will tell y'all, wanted to do shorts years ago.
That ain't our lane. Not right now.
We decided not to. Mm-hmm. You're like, man, y'all should sell shorts.
Mm-mm. It's not our lane.
It's one of those harder items. To mm-hmm. And you got to understand, when you watch your numbers, when you're looking and you're watching the trends for your company, sometimes you have to talk yourself out of dumb shit.
You sure do. You talked yourself to get on that cliff. Now you got to talk yourself out of it.
Pull myself back.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, Ms. Park, where are we going to next?
I know. I'm like, I don't think we're nowhere near. We're going to do like a part two and a part three.
Well, you know something. You know what? Yeah. A little bit. Make them come back from home.
Yeah, because we are in no shape, form, or fashion going to get through this. So The next one is, we've talked about just overall point of podcast money and merch. We've talked about what is your why. Our why for our brand was different from the why for our podcast. But the why for podcast money and merch aligns to the why for the brand.
And also, if you want to support the brand, you can always come by www.watchforward.com. Mm-hmm. Get that latest apparel. Hey, it's warm again. We got plenty of t-shirts. Get y'all black asses over there and get some of this merch.
So then we started talking about types of merch to sell.
Yep.
You thinking you need to sell everything with the seasons, and you are not a seasoned fit.
No.
Okay?
Nope.
So next we can probably talk about, we're probably going to have to end with this one, creating your merch.
Okay. So creating your merch. All right. This is what I'm getting old school crazy saying. This is a double entendre.
What?
A double entendre.
That sounds like Johnny Cage wins.
Thought you were going to say something about Diddy.
Oh, no. No, it was giving more Mortal Kombat vibes.
It can't be a killer for your business. If you...
The other Katana wins. Yeah. Okay, I totally am dating myself. And I didn't play them games, but my brother did.
So when we're sitting there to talk about the types, no, we don't want to talk about type merch. We're talking about putting your mind to slip you having right now.
Creating your merch.
Okay, so creating your merch. All right, so check this out. You, by the time you get to creating your merch, you have to choose what demographic you're trying to sell to.
For the most part, yeah, because everybody ain't wearing and ain't buying everything. Everything is not for everybody. Spandex superhuman superpower suits is not for everybody. Okay. Yeah.
Crazy thing is, like I said, we'll keep it transparent. The legacy greater than me appeals to an older demographic.
Well, it appeals to a more adult. A more grown folk. A more mature.
Grown folk.
Yeah.
Some grown folk.
A more mature but demographic. Them grown folk.
We are
got things legacy. To lose.
We doing legacy greater than me because we need to be young people to understand somebody gotta leave you something.
Yeah.
So
and we're also very much walking the walk with legacy greater than me.
Walking it down.
We are walking
it tall.
We are walking the walk with legacy greater than me. Absolutely.
Now go back to like one of our first designs, Body Blow. Body Blow had text graphics with the glove.
Yes.
That appealed to a little bit younger crowd because it had movement.
Yes, it did.
So when you're talking about creating your merchandise, you have to have the customer base in your mind that you are going for.
It did. It did appeal to a younger demographic, a lot of youth. Now, problem with that is when you start having designs, right,
mm-hmm.
that appeal to either the more mature mm-hmm. demographic or the younger youth demographic, now you have sizing variations.
Oh, yeah.
And that can get rough.
That's crucial. I think
that can get rough.
We're going to talk about that later on. It's more probably in another different episode. There are it's multi layers to starting a business in apparel.
But I don't even know if we really even talked fully about creating your merch. We might have to circle back to it.
So for the you're right. But I also don't want to leave them hanging.
Yeah.
So for the creating your merch part, it goes back to the types of merch you want to sell. Number one, you gotta start with doing that down. Like, let's say you want to be a hoodie line. Now, if you a hoodie line,
yeah.
You're gonna be trying to sell to them kids that's out there in the summer with a hoodie on.
It's the middle of the summer.
I got a hoodie on.
And I'm hot as hell.
Exactly. So
sweet.
Yeah. So you wanna, if you're gonna be a hoodie line, you're gonna be a hoodie line.
And that's fine.
All year round.
That's fine. Yeah.
You hoodie it out.
Yeah. Awesome. Might get a thin hoodie. You might get a crop hoodie. You might get a hoodless hoodie. Is that a thing? Is that a thing?
Says hood and then. Okay. Wait a minute. Okay. So we're going to start right here on creating your merch.
Yeah.
Parker done cut her head off.
Done derailed.
She done cut her head off because she said, if it ain't got a hood, then it's still a hoodie.
Wait, they make up every shit every day.
I know. Listen. They have corrupted you. I have got to pull you back.
You got to reel me in.
I got to reel you in. Hey, hang on. We'll catch y'all next time.